You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's the butterfly effect for real.
Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL.com, and I am joined by Kate Constable and Rick Chapsky, and we are here with an NBA odds boost for all of you today on Julius Randle and Jalen Brunson to each have over 24.5 points. This is boosted to plus 500 at Caesars. So Randle hit this over with 25 points against the Thunder three games ago, and Jalen Brunson has put up over 30 points in his last three games. So there is some solid value in this odds boost.
Yeah, I kind of like this because the Knicks over the last five games are a top five offense, and they're going up against a Pistons team that's their defense has been struggling lately, bottom half in the league, and a lot of injuries for the Pistons. So there's going to be a lot of young players playing for them today that I think Brunson and Randle can take advantage of.
The Detroit Pistons averaging 116.7 points against, third worst in the NBA. Right behind them, the New York Knicks. This is going to be a high-scoring game. Jalen Brunson, five straight games hitting over this total. And in one of those games, Lucy, you said it, Randle did get over this. So it's hit just a couple of games ago. And one thing you have to remember, like Kate just said, injuries for the Detroit Pistons. Isaiah Stewart questionable. You have Bagley questionable. Young Duren, can he hold on? Randle will eat up the low post against the Detroit Pistons. All the big guys the Pistons have played recently have done just that. So 5-1 odds in a high scoring game with the two highest scoring Knick players averaging over 20 points a game. This one could hit.
Yes, this is a juicy one with these two at plus 500 at Caesars. Get in on this as fast as you can before this game tonight and head to betql.com/boost to see all of today's best odds boosts and check out our exclusive sportsbook offers there as well. And of course, follow us on Twitter at Kate Constable, at RickCZ1, and at Lucille Burge. We have our favorite bets for today. I like the Warriors -2 against the Mavericks as my favorite. The Warriors have covered the spread in their last three games. The Mavericks haven't covered in their last four games, and they are 3-15 against the spread this season. So I like the Warriors to cover this one. There's a trend in their favor. Of course, Steve Kerr is 92-62 against the spread after two straight wins by 10 points or more while coaching Golden State. And when the Warriors and Mavericks faced off in the Western Conference Finals, the Warriors were 4-1 against the spread against them and, of course, beat them in five games. The Mavericks are also 1-12 against the spread in their last 13 games and 1-7 against the spread in their last eight games at home. So give me the Warriors to cover the spread tonight.
I like everything I'm hearing from you there, Lucy, because I also like the Warriors tonight, but just a little bit different play. I'm going to take the Warriors in the first quarter. I oftentimes like to fade a team when they are coming back home after a long road trip, and that's where the Mavericks are right now. They played their last four games on the road. Unless they came home for Thanksgiving for like a quick, 24-hour turnaround, they've been on the road for the last week. They've dropped their last four games. So could be a little sluggish to get things going early in this game. The Warriors going to look to just jump on them right away. And the Warriors have been playing great basketball lately. Their rotations have changed a little bit and things are clicking more for them. So I like the Warriors money line in the first quarter here. I think the spread's also like 0.5. So you could take that if you wanted for just a little bit more value, but not much. So I'm just going to play Warriors money line.
I'm going to take them first half just so, you know.
Yeah, just for consistency.
Yes, I like that.
Yeah, perfect. I like that point though with the team coming back. You saw it with the Utah Jazz yesterday, and that was one of my plays of the day yesterday with the under in that game, and that flew under, and the Utah Jazz lost to Chicago at home. But I'm going to college basketball, ACC Big Ten Challenge, ACC 2-0 so far, but today is going to be a little bit different as the ACC is double-digit underdogs in three games today, including Maryland on the road taking on Louisville. And if you guys don't know about Louisville, they are awful. 171 in the KenPom rankings. Above them is a school called Lipscomb. Okay. When you're lower than Lipscomb, you're in trouble. And Louisville started the season losing to Bellarmine. It sounds like one of those fancy schools up in the Northeast that Lucy would know.
It sounds like a prep school, quite honestly. Yes. That is a college.
And the last three games, they've lost to Arkansas by 26. They lost to Texas Tech by 32. They only scored 38 points in that game, and then lost to Cincinnati by 19. Another top 25 team today. This is a new coach with transfer players. They're not gelling. This is not working. Maryland should work this team today and give Louisville another double-digit loss. So the number is at about 12 right now, but it is going up. So get on it now. I have Maryland minus 12.
That is a great one. Love all these picks. Go Warriors, everybody. We are all in sync on that one. Subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.